Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Cheat Day.
Where every day is a great day to wear sequins.
Yes, mamas. And today, it's episode 5.
Crazy.
It is crazy. Time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
And we are talking about social media influencers. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, I do have to share that we are on a high.
Yes.
No pun intended. We're not really high.
Not literally high, but...
Correct. High with happiness.
High with happiness.
You want to tell the people why, mamas?
Because we just went to Fatchella, which was the 2-year anniversary party for the Plus Bus, which if you are not in California, it's in Los Angeles in Glassell Park, and it's a crossroads of sorts for plus size fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tons of vendors selling art and body scrubs and different clothing items that they've made or designed. They had necklaces. They had all the stuff that they normally sell. It was fun. I had a really good time.
I had an amazing time. And I have to say, I am sort of new to the body positive movement. And I was aware of the Plus Bus, but I'd never been.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have been there before.
Yes.
And for my first experience, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment that we got there, I felt the love.
Yes.
From everybody.
Yes.
Everybody you came across had a compliment, had a nice thing to say.
Yep.
Everybody was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk to some amazing people.
We did.
So we want to maybe spend some time talking about those people.
Do you want to talk about Megan Tonchus?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay.
I am a fan of Megan Tonchus.
Mm-hmm.
I know her from YouTube and her music. I knew that she was going to be there. I didn't know. We were only going to be there for a little bit of time.
Right.
And we were lucky enough to be there while she was there, when she was performing.
Mm-hmm.
She was amazing.
Amazing.
But also, after she was done, she was standing next to me. And I just told her that how amazing she was. And she was so lovely. So incredibly lovely and so genuine. So, we talked about the podcast. We talked about things and what she was doing and all of that stuff. And it was really, really fun. And I hope to see her again soon.
Me too. She had amazing energy. She hugged me.
Yeah.
She hugged you too.
She did, and I loved it.
And I'm a hugger.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kind of a hugger.
Yeah.
In fact, we were greeted with hugs.
Absolutely.
We didn't make it. We made it basically, it was like 15 feet between the car and actually and like coming up on people that were at the function and that were at the celebration. And within seconds, they compliments, hugs.
Yeah.
Love a good hug.
Yeah. And I think the first hug that we got was from
Caesar
Cummings, who maybe you want to share a little bit more about.
Well, I bought one of his dresses.
You did.
And his stuff, it's all handmade stuff, funky, sporty, colorful. They had like skirts.
Him and his sister. Make the stuff.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like jersey knit stuff. Mm-hmm. I bought this short sleeve baby doll dress, and it's mesh, all black mesh. So you can see through the entire thing, which I love. Being a plus size woman, I feel like we're kind of told to cover up.
Mm.
Like you shouldn't be showing your quote unquote rolls and, you know, tugging on the shirt and just making sure everything's covered up all the time. And I actually got a piece at Torrid. That's right, Torrid, if you want to sponsor us, feel free.
Sponsor.
Got this long mesh shirt that comes to about my knee and has slits up the side. And it's completely see-through. And I love wearing like a nice bralette with it. But this dress that I got from Caesar is along the same lines. And I love giving my money to like local up-and-coming artists. And he just had such good energy.
Yeah.
You know, and he had awesome stuff. And so I was happy to be able to support and walk away with an amazing piece.
Yeah, you can tell that it was a lot of love behind that because it was him and his boyfriend and his sister. So it was like a real sort of...
family affair.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. That was really beautiful to see. And I got to talk to him a little bit and hear a little bit about his story, which it was really fantastic. So I can see how you would feel really good giving your money away to someone who has really worked hard.
Yes.
And who continues to work hard for what he has accomplished. And I hope that he goes from here to the moon as far as like success.
Right.
Because he deserves it.
Do you know his Instagram handle?
Cesar Cummings.
Boom.
Yeah.
Follow him.
And Megan Tonjes. I don't think I have to say it, but Megan Tonjes.
Follow her. Follow her.
Lots of love. She's amazing.
Just good people.
Yeah. And we also met
Matthew
Paul Robinson.
Matthew Paul Robinson.
Who's an incredible designer. He was also one of the first ones that we came across. Mm-hmm. And he knew our logo, and we were very excited about that.
Yes.
Talked about the donut.
Thought the donut was awesome.
Yeah. And he had some beautiful, beautiful designs. And I've seen him because of the Plus Bus Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
He seems to work with them closely and is always involved with the events and such. So it was exciting to meet him and put a face to the designs.
Mm-hmm. He had a one sleeve off the shoulder mm-hmm. kind of like crop top number.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to try stuff on, but it was warm.
It was very warm.
There were a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like taking my clothes off when there's no people there, but let alone when there are people there, it just makes me even sweatier.
Right.
And so I didn't want to like mess up his stuff, but I was kind of digging that one-armed off the shoulder
mm-hmm.
and pink and gray,
mm-hmm.
really pretty dresses.
Yeah, very lovely.
But I love that he designs for plus size women.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's all he designs for, but yeah. I mean, I'm assuming he saw a need.
Mm-hmm.
We want to wear pretty things too.
Yeah, I do too.
Frankie does too. Hook a sister up. Okay.
We're just two simple girls with a dream.
Two simple girls with a dream. To look cute.
Yes.
And to feel good.
Yeah.
Just the way we are.
Mm-hmm. But we also met Marcy and Jen.
Well, I've met Marcy.
I've never met Marcy, so I met her for the first time.
You did. And Jen.
For the first time as well.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They're great. I love that they had this vision to open this amazing plus-size fashion emporium. And I love that I can go there and sell my clothes
mm-hmm.
And get store credit. Mm-hmm. I got the cute... Oh, my God. I got... Okay, in addition to the beautiful dress I got from Cesar.
Yeah.
I got the cutest effing clutch.
You did.
With store credit from things I've sold to the store... It was, it's a pink, kind of like satiny clutch mm-hmm. with,
fringe.
With the fringe mm-hmm. on the front. Fringe on the front.
Beautiful.
Oh my God, gorgeous.
It was like the first thing you saw when you went in.
First thing I saw, I had to have it. I didn't have to try it on. So that was like a huge selling
right.
point.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to fit. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was big and it's roomy. And I was just, mm-hmm. I was so happy to walk away with two beautiful pieces. I'm trying to buy less stuff in general, but like specifically when it comes to clothing,
mm-hmm.
There's something about wearing a new piece
mm-hmm.
that kind of gives me a high.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be more specific about the things, clothing included, that I invite into my life. Really just everything in my life, actually. I'm trying to be more strategic about what I invite into my life.
Mm-hmm.
So with the pieces, like I had to have those two things. You know, I needed to support Cesar. I needed to walk away with his beautiful dress. I needed that fringe purse, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'll get some wear out of it. And I'm always looking for like a cute, I have clutches, but you can't really fit anything in them. And when do I go out? I can go out now with my fringe
hand. You sure can.
I need to get out more. Today was...
We got out.
We got out.
Yeah. I mean, you know that for me, that's big because
huge.
If you don't go out, what does that mean for me?
That means you really don't go out.
No,
yeah.
I don't. I like my house.
Mm-hmm.
But it was lovely. It was really a lovely event.
It was.
And, you know, we will be going to other events that they do as well.
Yeah. For those of you listening, if you have events coming up or you're aware of like body positive type stuff, anything around fashion or just anything around good vibes, let us know. Leave a comment underneath the podcast. Rate us mm-hmm. while you're at it.
Mm-hmm.
Or stop by Insta or Twitter. Yeah. You know, let us know.
Let us know about your events. We'll be there. We'll show up.
Show the love. Give the support.
Pink skirt and some new shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing the pink skirt, not Frankie.
I'll be wearing
the new shoes.
The new shoes are killing me. They were killing me. But in any event, it was lovely and we enjoyed it. Shout out to the Plus Bus and Marcy and Jen. It was a success.
It was a success.
So many people there. It was lovely to see. So we're going to go on to the topic at hand, which is social media influencers, which we've already started because all of the people that we've mentioned
are social media influencers.
Are on social media and they are influencers.
Absolutely.
So I know we have some people, some more people that we want to mention. Mm-hmm. So I think oftentimes when you think of influencers in social media, you think about the poses and the colorful walls or like makeup tutorials or YouTube and shopping hauls, because social media has given the opportunity to so many people to become public figures. Mm-hmm. And to the point where they can be really powerful. And I think some other people have actually used that platform to do some really good work. And that's sort of how the body positive movement started. I think it started to give a voice to marginalized people. There were a lot of, women, people of color, fat people who really were not connecting with the images that were out there as far as in social media, and took it upon themselves to show more diversity, show more representation, to show other people that there are other kinds of beauty out in the world. And I think those are the kind of things that we gravitate towards and that we want to showcase here. Sort of what has been your experience with social media? And I know you discovered the body positive movement some time ago. So what has been sort of your take on that?
Well, I know, I feel like in addition to going, being in treatment and like doing these things as far as like self-improvement, self-evolution, and just wanting to be a better person, I still am where I am. And I want to feel good about who I am today. And I will say Instagram has kind of been, as far as the visual piece goes, has been so instrumental in me being able to find beauty in who I am today, in all of me, inside, outside, all of the above. Seeing other women on Instagram of larger size and feeling good about themselves and feeling good in the skin that they're in and, wearing clothes, not letting clothes wear them and, putting themselves out there, with big arms and rolls and maybe a small chest, maybe a big chest. That's the thing about social media is that everybody can kind of put whatever it is they're offering up out into the universe for all of us to see. And so I think it's a really positive thing, because I know as a little girl, I didn't see images like that. I saw skinny girls. That's what I saw. Skinny white girls were, when I opened up a magazine or I turned the TV on, that's what I saw. It was one type of person. And I have always thought that that's where I needed to be in order to be worthy, until I started doing the work on myself in the arena of self-esteem and self-worth and body positivity. But Instagram has really helped in that, as far as putting a visual to the work that I'm doing mentally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah, and I think probably the beginning of Instagram was also kind of one image. Mm-hmm. And the body positive movement is a response to that. There's other things out there that can inspire young girls and young boys, really, to realize that they are beautiful regardless. And something that we're seeing now with a lot of the plus-size male models who are coming up, and all the photographers who are including diverse bodies into their work, I think that's amazing, and it's inspiring me as an adult. So I can only imagine what it's doing for younger people.
So we also want to talk about some of the people, projects, concepts that have stuck out to us when looking at something like Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, Frankie?
Yeah. So I think that the first thing that I will mention is them. And them is, as they identify, as a next generation community platform that chronicles and celebrates the stories, the people, and emerging voices through the LGBTQ lens. And this particular project is from Condé Nast, who is a media organization that they represent like Vogue and Glamour and a lot of other sort of high-end magazines. And this is a really big deal. It has an online presence and you can go and read stories. People can submit stories as well. And it goes all throughout the LGBTQ diaspora, if you may. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of different people, non-gender binary, non-conforming. And you can go and really just read their stories and know that there is so much more out there than what you think. And people are living all kinds of different experiences. And it's just really beautiful to see. And I can only imagine what it is like for somebody who feels like they are the only one or that they are alone to go to a place and realize that there are other people who are just like you, who are going through things and that have come out of the other end and become a really happy person. So those are the things that you when you think big picture, you realize what an impact that can have on somebody. So I think they're doing amazing work, and it's actually, their content officer is Philip Picardi, who is from Teen Vogue. So they're doing really amazing things. What about one for you?
The thing I love about Instagram is that it's pictures. Because I'm not really a big reader. I've never really been a big reader. I'll do it. I love looking at pictures. And so some of my influencers I know more than others. As far as like things about them. But Cardi B is one of the, now she's not plus size, but I will tell you, I swear to God, I don't think it would matter what she looked like. She would still walk around like her shit does not stink. Because she's just got that, like she just doesn't care. And she actually kind of made a name for herself on Instagram. You know, and the thing I love about her is that people, she'll talk about it, that people have kind of told her, you know, you ain't gonna be shit, you're not shit, I don't know why you're trying, you're never gonna get what you want, and, you know, she's breaking the internet. So I just think that's awesome that people haven't supported her along the way, and she still has made a name for herself, and she's still extremely successful. And she knows how to do the really, really well. And was that like super loud when I did that?
No, that's fine.
I can't. But I just love her attitude and I love her aura. And she just says what she thinks and she just is who she is. And I strive to be like that.
Perfect. Okay, mamas. Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Let's see. Another one that I want to talk about is the Every Man Project. I don't know if you're familiar, but it was founded by a New York photographer by the name of Tariq Carroll, or Tariq, in 2017. And the way that this project is described is they seek to create stunning, high-quality fashion imagery with diverse male bodies, which I think is incredible because if you look at fashion magazines, as far as, you know, the bodies that are photographed or showcased, there's pretty much one size standard, either muscular or thin. You don't see anything other than that. So they are sort of want to show representation, they want to start a conversation, and they want to challenge what the beauty standards are right now. And I haven't seen anything like that for men, really, till now. I think now is where it's sort of up and coming. And they've already collaborated with ASOS and with All Saints. They're working on a documentary and a book. So they're doing big things, and I'm here for it all the way. So I'm excited for that. Really, really excited for it.
I love that.
Yeah, and they have... So everybody that we're talking about is on Instagram, so... And you can just find the Every Man Project. You can find them as well on Instagram and everybody else that we will discuss.
You can also find Cardi B on Instagram as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. You can find Cardi B. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Wow, look at that. Cardi B is on Instagram.
Oh, girl. Ooh, someone got smart ass on me. Ooh, she threw that shade. She threw the shade right there.
No shade, mama.
No chino shade.
Just being funny.
No, I love you, Frankie.
I love you.
I think that's so cool that, you know, just, you know, talking to you, like we talk about fashion and we talk about how limited you feel in what your options are. And the fashion industry definitely tailors, like as far as the plus size industry, it feels like it tailors more to the plus size woman.
Correct.
And not so much the plus size man.
Not at all.
And I would, I think it, you know, not every plus size man wants to wear a fucking flannel t-shirt.
No.
T-shirt. Not every plus size man wants to wear a flannel shirt. You know?
Yeah. And it's funny though, because I was talking to Caesar Cummings at Coachella, at the Plus Bus. And he was wearing a very colorful, fun outfit. And we were having sort of that conversation about how there's nothing out there for men who want to have fun with their wardrobe. Nothing. If you want to be fun, flirty, colorful,
you better know how to make your own clothes.
You better know how to make, which is what he did. You know, he made everything he was wearing.
That is so awesome.
Yep.
Okay, go win, Caesar.
I know. So yeah, it's definitely something that is a struggle, but I'm really hoping that it's changing, and in the future there'll be more options for us big boys.
For us big boys. Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think it is changing.
Yeah.
I'm inspired to talk about my plus size husband.
Yeah.
I wish he had more options.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty basic about what he wants to wear, but I'm curious if there were other options. Don't get me wrong, he loves a good flannel.
Right.
Lives for a good flannel. But I've been in, you know, DXL and casual male with him, and the options are kind of
limited.
They're not fun.
No.
Not to say that he'd be wearing pink, but, like, it would just be nice to have the option.
Right.
I know you'd be wearing pink.
Oh.
All day, every day.
I'm wearing pink now.
I have a pink
t-shirt and a pink shoes and a pink hat.
You look really cute.
Thank you.
You look so cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So who's your next influencer?
Tess Holliday.
Yes.
She, again, don't know a lot about her. I know she is California-based, Southern California-based. I am pretty sure a modeling company picked her up over in Europe. Mm. I'm pretty sure Milk is who represents her.
Okay.
Don't quote me on any of this, but she's awesome. She's a size 22 plus size model. She doesn't look like the average plus size model, which feels like a size 12, a size 14, flat stomach, you know, breasts, an ass, you know, like 24, 15, 24, you know, like all the right measurements. Mm-hmm. And I love her tattoos. Mm-hmm. She's got tons of tattoos. She's got beautiful hair, and she's got like a seemingly really nice husband and a family. And I first started seeing her on F Your Beauty Standards, like that hashtag. And I just love her style. Mm-hmm. Like, I love her style, and I love that. Personally, I think confidence is the sexiest attribute of anybody. If someone is feeling their oats and is feeling who they are, that is truly what makes them sexy, you know, and appealing and draws me into them, you know? So whether it's in a picture or in person, you know, like today, it was so much confidence and just positive energy, and it's so attractive and contagious. It's like you see the person. There's just something very powerful about that. So Tess Holliday.
Yeah.
I love her show.
Yeah. She was one of the first names that I heard and saw when it comes to the movement.
Right.
And funny that you mention her, because I think she's in London right now, speaking at the Cosmopolitan UK.
Okay.
Some sort of panel. She was the keynote speaker, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, she's doing big things.
Yeah.
Doing big things.
It's incredible, because she's not the cookie cutter, you know, plus size model. She just is who she is. And people have believed in her, and she believed in herself, and has made a career out of being fabulous. I want to make a career out of being fabulous. Not that I'm not okay with my career right now, but I'd prefer to get paid to be fabulous and work really hard.
Yeah. We can make that happen.
We're going to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's another?
Well, speaking of models.
Yeah.
One model that has been sort of breaking molds, if you may. Mm-hmm. His name is Arcadio Del Valle. The Instagram is Adi, A-D-Y, Del Valle, _. And he's from Boston. And he actually, again, if you talk about Tess Holliday being sort of like not the cookie cutter plus size model, he is out there just doing it, wearing what he wants to wear, showing skin and being lovely. And he's been featured in many articles just because he's breaking barriers, really. And I think he just hit 10,000 subscribers on Instagram yesterday.
I saw that. We congratulated him.
We did.
We did.
We did. And it's amazing. And I wish him nothing but success. And we're going to be watching his career closely.
Yeah, you introduced me to him on the Insta.
On the Instagrams.
And he's fabulous.
Yes, he is.
He's a very beautiful man.
And he's lovely. We've had conversations on the DM.
On the DM.
Yeah.
He slid into your DMs.
He is lovely. I think I slid into his.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the other way around. But he is lovely. So much love to him and much success. Mm-hmm. And again, representation is major. Mm-hmm. To see someone like him being out there, being fabulous and doing big things, shows other people that they can do the same.
Correct.
Who'd you got next?
Vintage or tacky? Mm-hmm. Her name's Cora. Mm-hmm. She's a YouTuber. She's also a plus-size woman, and she's on Insta. Vintage or tacky? Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. She does a lot of makeup videos, and she's got super colorful hair. But again, just another person who is comfortable in her skin and someone I took notice of when I first kind of started to explore the idea of feeling good about myself and where I am today. She was one of the influencers that I took a fancy to. I love her hair. I love the way she does makeup. I love her personality. She does like try on hauls. You know, she'll like go buy different things and try them on for us. She's doing something with bathing suits right now. I think she's doing some kind of campaign or some kind of shoot or something, but I've been seeing stuff around that. She's been doing a lot of pictures in different bathing suits with like another model. I don't know a lot about these people, but what I do know is that I like them.
Yeah.
I like them. I just like them. They have influenced me.
Well, you know what it is? It's about seeing somebody who perhaps is similar to you, mm-hmm. or looks similar to you, just doing very normal, who there are probably 100 other people are doing, but those 100 other people are what is considered sort of normal.
Right.
So you can't truly identify with those 100 people, but here's the one who sort of looks similar to you. There's something to be said about that, and that's why representation is so important in the media and film and television. If you can't see yourself up there, then you feel like something's missing, and then when you finally see it, you made that connection, and you gravitate towards that.
Right. Like something's wrong with me, you know, not seeing anybody that looks like me. And again, growing up, like, you know, I was one of very few kids that were overweight, and I was always told how wrong I was for being that. So it's nice. It's nice seeing other people, men and women, who are plus size, who just feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. And put themselves out there.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Because it's influenced me, and it's changed my life, and it's changed the way I look at myself. And if they hadn't put themselves out there, then I would not be doing as well as I am today.
Right. That's
so major. Thank you, Tess Holliday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vintage or Tacky, Cora.
Yeah.
Thank you, Priscilla Ono. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cardi B.
Thank you, Cardi B.
Okay, Miss Cardi B. Mm. And then Glitters and Lasers, mm-hmm. which I think her name is Anna.
Okay.
I think her name's Anna. But she is a beauty lifestyle. I know you didn't ask me, but...
No.
Yeah, just kind of going
Go
with
right
it.
Go right ahead.
So I just... Yeah, so Glitter and Lasers, another Instagram person that I follow, mm-hmm. has a different type of body. Mm-hmm. That doesn't fit into that cookie cutter, this is what beauty is. Mm-hmm. She just is who she is. And again, I appreciate that. I appreciate these people putting themselves out there.
Yeah.
Because I get to grow and evolve and feel good about who I am. I already said all this, but I get to grow and evolve and feel good about who I am because they have all put themselves out there. Mm-hmm. What else you got, Frankie?
Well, I know I already spoke about them, but there is a particular contributor to them who has his column is barely in mind, and it's all about fashion, and he talks about experiences or what's lacking in the fashion industry for bears or for bigger men in general. But his name is Corbin Chamberlain, and he is a journalist, and he has contributed to the New York Times and Vogue and very big deal, travel and fashion and all of that. Actually, it's not barely in mind, it's bare in mind.
That's cute.
Yeah, it is really, really cute. So he discusses the rapid changing world of fashion, focusing on men from the bear community and bigger men. He has a beautiful Instagram page where he has many, many gorgeous photos. He likes to wear like caftans and Gucci loafers and things.
He is
a very fabulous man.
I approve of
that. And has a very handsome husband. They're a very cute couple. There's photos of the two of them as well. So I suggest that everybody follows him if they don't already, which I can't imagine why you don't. And his Instagram is Corbin C.
My next one is Danielle Veneer. I think I'm saying that correctly. She's also Europe-based. Mm-hmm. She's a blogger and mm-hmm. a fashionista. Mm.
Loves a fashionista.
Loves a fashionista. And Danielle Veneer, I do believe, is her Instagram.
Okay.
Follow her. Give her a follow.
Yeah.
And then Kelly Augustine, also a blogger based out of New York. And the damn thing. What else you got, Frankie?
Okay, so I have a plus-size model from New York. His name is Darnell Graham. Hmm. And he created the hashtag WeAreBigAndTall. Also organized the recreation of a Calvin Klein fashion campaign ad that included a lot of big and tall models. And that got picked up by a lot of media outlets and got a lot of hype. He wanted to show that plus-size models are capable of doing some of the same things as their standard size counterparts can do. And really, it's a push to utilize plus talent, which I think there's something to be said about that. The next one I have is All Go, which is a women-owned business. It's what they're doing is they're developing an ad that is designed to review public spaces and their ability to accommodate people with larger bodies.
Oh.
So they just had, and their Instagram is Can We All Go? It's speaking to those people, myself included, who every time they get invited to go somewhere, have to worry about whether or not the seats are going to be able to accommodate me. Are they too small? Or are they not strong enough? So there's a lot of anxiety that comes with that. And that's why I was telling you that I'd rather stay home than to go out to many of these things because I don't want to be embarrassed in front of my friends. So if I had such an app, it'd be incredible if I could go on there and maybe it would narrow down the selection of places. And I would feel much more secure about going out to eat with people or going out to certain public places. So I'm all up for this, and I know they had a Kickstarter that just ended, but I know that they need support, so encourage everybody to do that.
Yeah, you told me about that.
I have.
That woman in the company.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Because same, like, I'm, you know, me and my husband are plus-size people, and mm-hmm. we do get anxiety when we think about, what's the seating like? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have to stand and wait for a long period of time? Mm-hmm. Are the aisles big enough to get through to get to the table? Mm-hmm. You know, it can be frustrating. Because, of course, you want to go out. Well, maybe you don't want to go out.
Sometimes.
You went out today and had a good time.
I did.
I think if that anxiety was lessened,
yeah.
There'd be more motivation to want to, like, go out. Mm-hmm. You knew what you were getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, all right, Let's do this.
Let's do the damn thing.
Let's do the damn thing. So these are just a few of the people, places, things that have influenced us along the way to get us to this point. And we realize that there are a lot more out there, a lot more people out there that are doing amazing work in the body positive community. And we look forward to learning more about these people.
Yeah, and we will definitely showcase them as we discover them. We'll talk about them and send love their way. How are we doing, mamas? What are your plans for? I mean, the weekend's not over yet. It's Saturday. How's your plan for this weekend? What are you doing? Anything fun?
Well, so this evening, I think I'm gonna go grocery shopping.
Oh.
Yes. I have coupons.
Nice.
It's yeah, and Andy's getting tattooed right now.
Yeah.
He's getting solid black from his wrist to his elbow on his left arm.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is going to be black. And then he's thinking about getting white ink tattooed over the top of it. Because he didn't like those were like, I'm 18, why don't you tattoo a sleeve on me tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted something new.
Yeah.
So he's going over it. And then you can do white ink, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a friend of ours has a white tattoo.
Who? Christina. Oh, we said her name.
Wait, does she?
Does she?
I know somebody has a white tattoo that we know.
You know you can get tattoos that play like music?
No.
Yeah, I think. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
It's like you put, I don't know, anyway.
You want to put a chip in there?
It's not a chip, but it's like sound wave tattoos. Tattoos you can hear.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sound wave tattoos. And then I don't know how they make them play music, though, or make the sound wave. It's fascinating, the things that they can do with tattoos.
Yeah. How many tattoos do you have?
I have a really shitty one on my back.
Okay.
It's totally a Seattle stoner. It's like a sun making this funky face in the middle of my shoulder blades with tribal coming off of it. Oh, kill me now. I want to have roses put over the top of it, but I haven't found a tattoo artist yet. And I want to get my left arm sleeved with Nina Simone's song, I'm Feeling Good. So I want to have the chorus wrapped around my arm from my wrist to my shoulder with the music note. With a montage to the song. So she talks about birds, fish, the sea, the moon, the stars in the sky. I want it all tattooed on my arm.
Beautiful.
And then it to transition into roses on my back. And the roses are sentimental because it's symbolic of somebody who's passed in our lives.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I only have one.
Where? Oh, yes. That's your only tattoo?
That is my only tattoo.
When did you get that?
When I was like 24.
Okay.
It was a birthday gift from one of my best friends.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. It was nice.
Is there symbolism? I mean, but
at the time, no. I mean, it's a star. It is like a nautical star and has Chinese characters around it.
What do the Chinese characters mean?
Oh, just ridiculous things.
Like Cheetos?
No. Okay. Like beauty and money and...
Water, fire, wind.
No.
Okay.
It's a very like 2000s...
Okay.
Kind of tattoo.
The Chinese symbols.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, looking at it now, I won't get it removed, but I would have gone a different route.
It's a memory.
Yeah.
It's a fond memory of you and
my
friend.
Best friend. Yeah. That is what it is. But I would like to have more. I like the ones like writing. I like the writing ones. I think those are really nice. But I don't know if I'm going to get them. We'll see.
We'll see.
But going back to groceries.
Oh, yeah, groceries.
I haven't gone grocery shopping in like 3 months.
Okay.
I get it delivered.
Okay.
And that has been working out for me.
Good.
I get a lot of anxiety going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every time I want to buy the things I want to buy and I get to the register, people behind me are just judging me, looking at my cart, and asking themselves. I don't know why people become so invested into what I am buying or not buying, or maybe they're not, and I'm just imagining all of this.
Or maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe a little bit of both. But I feel the judgy eyes on my cart.
I know, I hear you. I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah, I know.
I was laughing at the judgy eyes on the cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I have, and then I have a Norwegian tattoo on my ankle, which me, my mom, my mother, my sister, and myself, and my brother. I think my brother. No, my brother didn't get it. Or maybe he did. I can't remember. We all got Norwegian flags because my grandfather was Norwegian. My mother's father was Norwegian. And so we got the tattoos to commemorate him and his life. He is no longer with us. And then I got my sister's initial, my initial, and my brother's initial on my right forearm wrist. No, my right wrist. Can't be forearm and a wrist. My right wrist. Oh, God. I wish we were all still talking. It would be nice. But we all got the same tattoos.
Okay.
My sister's a dick. She's a real dick.
You want to go there?
I don't want to go there, but I just I just got to say, she's a dick.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let it out.
Oh, my God. So stubborn. So am I. Anyway. So this week.
Yeah.
What are your plans? Like, what are your plans for the rest of the weekend?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off of work.
That's right. Are you going to go anywhere?
Probably not.
Are you going to write?
Probably. Okay. Probably going to do some writing. Going to maybe do some prepping for this show.
Okay.
Think about things for the future. I think there were some things that happened today that we need to look at and think about. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to chill, watch, I'm going to try to find some movies to watch, and just enjoy my days off.
That's nice.
Listen to music.
Yeah.
Relax and sleep.
Rest.
Yeah, yeah.
Very much earned, deserved, well-needed. Well-needed? Is that even a word?
Well-needed?
Yeah. No.
I think so.
Okay.
Well needed, well deserved. I don't know.
Well deserved. We'll cut all this out.
Or not.
You you deserve to take those days.
Thank you.
I'm excited that you're going to have some time to kind of decompress. And because Monday is just right around the corner, girl. It is.
And today was a long day, but to be honest, if I was able to do this full time, I would do it.
So would I.
Yeah. I mean, because it takes a lot of work, but it's so enjoyable. And I've always known this, but I realized how much I love meeting people. You know, it was so fun to just be around people who are sort of like-minded, who are all positive, and who want to just enjoy life in fashion and good music.
Good vibes.
Yeah. And just be artistic and lovely. Because the Plus Bus really not only has fashion, but it had art. It had accessories.
Body scrubs.
Body scrubs and oils. Did we talk about Kristen? We didn't talk about Kristen.
We didn't talk about Kristen.
Kristen Plus on Instagram. She has her own business of body scrubs and
oils.
Essential oils that she was there selling.
She was doing glitter tattoos as well.
Glitter tattoos. She has awesome energy. She's a lovely person.
She's got really pretty hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like her hair.
Yeah, today I really left a mark. Both of us, I think. I mean, you were already aware of that, but it was my introduction.
It was nice, though, going back, because the first time I went to the Plus Bus was the grand opening, when they first opened, and I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I smoked, like, 1,000 cigarettes. Like, I just kept, I would go in for, like, a minute, and then I'd come out and, like, smoke a cigarette. I think it was Marcy walked up to me. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just so nervous. I get nervous. I get shy sometimes. But it helps when people have such open energy, because then I don't feel a need to, I think the shyness comes from feeling like I'm going to be judged, or I'm going to sound stupid, or I'm going to make a fool of myself or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, like, I'm just, like, a sweet person that really has a good heart and is very humble. And that's a joke. And I just want to do some good in the world. And I feel like we do that mm-hmm. for a full-time job, mm-hmm. but I would like to do more.
Yeah.
I would like to do a lot more. So there are doers and there are sayers, and we are doing.
We want to do.
Yeah. We are doing. We are doing this podcast. We're figuring it out as we go. Mm-hmm. Every week there is some issue with turning
situation.
On the gosh darn recording
gosh
stuff.
Darn it.
It's frustrating, but we figured it out today.
At least we didn't have to make a phone call today.
We didn't have to call anybody today to have them come over to help us figure out how the hell to turn this stuff on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that I'm really proud of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to keep going.
Yeah.
And I think that people are going to support it, and we get to support back.
We want to support people. And I think the format is probably going to change.
Yes.
Because we want to turn it into more of a, we want to share people's messages, and we want to give people a platform to talk about the amazing things that they are doing.
Absolutely.
And in this community, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of people doing really good work, and we want to be able to publicize that and talk about it and post about it. So I think this is that is where we're headed. But you were talking about being nervous going to the first time?
Yeah, and today it was...
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't nervous, but I think I wasn't nervous because you were there. I was there with you.
That always helps.
Yeah, so having somebody always helps.
A road dog.
Yeah.
Helps.
Yeah.
Comedy... The class I took, they said to get a comedy buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. So I had a comedy buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Me and this other girl, and we would, like, go to open mics, and we'd go to shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard walking into rooms when you don't really know what to expect, and you don't know any of the people there.
Yeah.
Like, that's not easy. Still on a high from today.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you guys are going to be listening to this podcast.
Like, 3 weeks from...
3 weeks from now. So this happened 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
As you are listening to it. But if you have not been to the Plus Bus, mm-hmm. highly, highly recommend. Mm-hmm. Swing by.
Purchase. Something.
They have indie brands like Proud Mary in addition to the Buy Swap Trade section. And the Buy Swap Trade section is where I got that fringe purse today. Killer.
Mm.
Killer purchase. And I got it with store credit. So... It's a great place to support, and if you're into that kind of thing, if you're into supporting people, if you're into that kind of thing, especially the plus now.
What? Oh no. See,
I know. I shouldn't look at. I shouldn't look at your head.
Just keep going where you're going.
No, but it's again, like, we want to support each other, and I would be bummed if the plus bus went away. So whatever we can do to keep it going and see it flourish, and, you know, who knows, maybe Jen and Marcy get to turn it into their full-time job.
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
I don't know if that's what they want, but, you know.
Maybe we'll ask them.
Yeah, the next time we see them.
When we have them as guests on our show.
Yeah. Marcy and AJ.
Yeah.
We should have Marcy and AJ. If you don't know, they have a podcast, Midlife Makeover. Midlife Makeover. It's cute. They also just started their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a listen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parallels between AJ and Marcy and you and myself.
Mm.
So it was really interesting.
It's interesting.
This was fun.
It was.
It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with Frankie. We had a lot of fun today at the Plus Bus. And we're looking forward to you guys tuning in next week
mm-hmm.
where we are going to be talking about...
mental health.
That's right. Join us next week, and we hope you guys have an amazing week. Don't forget to make it a great day. Make sure to rate us and leave a comment. You can also find us on Instagram at Cheat Day Podcast, on Twitter at Cheat Day PCast. You can email us at cheatdaypcast@gmail.com or check our website at cheatdaypodcast.com.
Okay, bye.